To Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Yes, and it is in the year, October the 19th. I was going to say in the year of the Lord, but I'm changing that to the year of the kingdom. The year of the kingdom, 2023. Well, what did the Lord do when he came here? Well, he opened the door to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven that all men may go through, and the doorway is the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. And every man tastes of death through him, and tastes of the resurrection through him, and tastes the ascension through him, and can sit down with him presently in the heavenly places. You don't believe me? Check out Ephesians 2:6. Well, and other things throughout the New Testament. I was sent a video by some of my friends in Austin. And they were saying, oh, what, terrible times we're in. And they just couldn't believe the horrible things that were shown on the news, that what these college professors have been supporting Gaza, and oh, how horrible that all was, and all of that. And they sent this video, and it was done by Glenn Beck. And I'm sorry, I just got to say this. I have a hard time watching that guy. I think he's one of the most insincere people I've ever seen on television. He just reeks of pseudo-intellectualism. He's trying so hard to be intelligent and smart, and he's an actor. He's a pure, and this guy plays a part. He's acting. I have a hard time swallowing anything that guy says, but you don't need much because he never says anything. Now, this Glenn Beck had these two guests on, Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin. Obviously, both of them, I would say they would call themselves Jews but deny Christ. I doubt Ben Shapiro or Dave Rubin are Christians. They say, yes, I'm Jewish. Dave Rubin did, and Glenn Beck called him a Jew. Well, you know, when you say that today, they're not really talking about New Testament stuff, because we know from the New Testament that only those who accept Christ Jesus as Savior of all mankind, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, if you don't accept him as Savior, then you're not Jewish. You may be of the seed of Abraham, but you're not of the heart of Abraham. You may have the circumcision of the flesh, which is the flesh, but there's no circumcision of the spirit, of the heart. That comes through Christ, not through a knife. Well, I watched this video, and I had to report back to my friends in Austin. And I said, I first of all told him what Beck is actually saying, and I quote him. everybody, and this is not a direct quote, this is a paraphrase quote, kind of like, everybody must choose. You cannot be silent. You must decide this question. Do you support Israel or the terrorists who cut the heads off of babies and rape wives in front of their dead husbands and slaughter families? You hear that? Okay, American people, you have two choices. Here's the two choices he gives you. There's no other choices. He never brings up another thing. Do you support Israel or those who cut the heads off of babies? Well, now let me see. I think I'll go with Israel. Well, now, let me tell you, is that not the dumbest thing you've ever... What? That's not the choices. So now we have, and I'm fixing to get into what the real choices are here, but here's Beck, Shapiro, and Rubin. Here's what both, all three of them have said, basically. Society cannot contain those who want to kill all the Jews. Period. Therefore, the implied answer to this, the solution to society then, must be, obviously, kill all the Arabs and those that do not condemn them throughout the world. That would solve the problem, wouldn't it? That's the implied answer to it, because society cannot tolerate those who want to kill all the Jews. So the answer is just the opposite. Kill all the Muslims and anybody that that would not condemn them for their present condition and what they're doing, what they're dealing with. Now, the Israeli Defense Force is amassed at the Gaza compound wall with untold numbers of tanks, ready to destroy what their bunker buster guided missiles have left standing. But Gaza is not a nation. It is a compound with inside Israel. Gaza does not have a mechanized military with tanks. Gaza has a small arms militia, which will essentially be defenseless. It has no air force. It has no communications network. The so-called rockets do little damage compared to the Israeli bunker buster guided missiles. And yet Israel asked for more war materials from the United States. What they really want, and I'll guarantee you that this is what they're really up against. Israel wants permission to commit genocide and to share the guilt with the world and to be protected from those that may not agree with this Israeli action. That's really what it is. You think they really need more armaments and power and force to knock over one of their compounds, this little tiny compound in Israel? They got all the tanks. They got all the bunker buster bombs. And this thing about the hospital, let me tell you, these rockets, somebody on the news said the Hamas has 130,000 rockets. Well, but have you seen these things? They show them on the TV all the time. They look like fireworks. These things are glorified fireworks. When they run into something, they don't reduce it to rubble. Yeah, it knocks the windows out maybe and has smoke and stuff, and it might kill maybe two people that were very close to it. Those aren't bunker buster guided missiles, which we have seen completely reducing multi-story buildings to a pile of rubble. Those are not Hamas rockets. And that explains that hospital. That, oh, no, we didn't do that. It was a misfire of a rocket. I'm sorry. A misfired rocket could not reduce a hospital containing 450 people to rubble. That's a bunker-busting bomb. It penetrates the upper parts of the building, goes to the basement, and blows it to bits. These people in Gaza don't have that. Now, Israel is waiting for permission. They want the world to give them permission to destroy Gaza and everything in it. How are they going to know? And they say, we'll protect the civilians. How do they know the difference between a terrorist and a civilian? Are they going to be wearing T-shirts or something that identifies them as a terrorist? And no, don't. I'm the terrorist over here. Don't shoot those people. Shoot me. I'm the terrorist. No, they're just going to clean out anything that moves. Now, what the Israeli Defense Force likes, now here's what they're going to spare in Gaza. Here's the only thing they're going to like when they come busting in there with their tanks, is that the condo projects built on the seaside that the Israelis live in and the Gazans cannot live in, the Arabs. Of course, this is in defiance of the 1950 UN Accord. But let's don't talk about that. Shapiro and we're coming down here to what Rubin said. Now, here's Rubin's answer to that kind of a question. Nobody asked that question on the show. But here's the answer to anybody that would ask a question like that. Rubin says, this is not about occupying land, but about killing all the Jews. Well, don't talk about the population in the region being 75%, and I've learned now even since it's higher than that, 75% Arabic at the time Palestine was given to the Jews and the name of the region changed to Israel at the hands of Rothschild and others in England. The big major bankarchy. Israel lacks the foundation of being a nation created by the consent of the governed, which makes it unlawful. Nor does it protect the property of all the inhabitants, which makes its daily operation unlawful. Nor does it have a lawful purpose as a nation, since it is of one seed, who think they are superior and special over all others. Israel is an unlawful nation, no matter how you consider it. Now, the video I was given to watch is void of all principle sufficient to determine the answer. It is packed with emotional stimulus to conjure up passion against the inhabitants of Gaza, of the Gazan compound, in Israel. Beware of such groundless appeals to your emotions alone. And that's what this is. That whole video that lasted about 45 minutes, and over, I think, almost 300,000 people had seen it, maybe more, by the time I saw it. And they were all just raving about what a great presentation it was. That was the sorriest presentation. If you want to see a good presentation on the difference in the Gaza and Israeli problem, go to ifamericansknew.org. That website's been there for a long time. It maintains statistics on Israel and the Arabic people, the Jews and the Arabs and the Muslims, those people over there, and the Christians. And it's maintained by a lady named Allison Weir. And I'm going to tell you that you want some statistics. You want some statistics on this problem, you go there. And let me just read you some of them here. Daily U.S. aid to Israel and Palestine. This is fiscal year 2022. And it says it has a big blue bar. The Palestinians are red. The Israelis are blue. And they have the huge blue part here. And it says $13.1 million a day in military aid goes to Israel. and 0.73 million per day in foreign aid. That would mean sandwiches and peanut butter. Aid to the Palestinians. Well, there you go. Now, that's something you need to go stomp out. There's too much peanut butter in Palestine, okay, in Gaza. Now, here's another nice little chart. Israelis and Palestinians killed since September 29th, 2000 to the present. It does not include, I don't think it includes the ones just from October the 7th. Okay, so here it is. 2,746 Israelis have been killed, and 14,293 Palestinians have been killed. Quite a difference in the chart, and that's since the year 2000. Now, Israelis and Palestinians killed by rocket attacks and airstrikes, September the 29th, 2000 to present. Here it is. 30 Israelis were killed in Pakistanian rocket attacks, and over 4,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since September 29, 2000. So who is having their butt stomped in Israel? Is it the Jews or is it the Palestinians? I mean, you just keep going. There's chart after chart. Israeli and Palestinian children killed. Let's look at the children. Since September 2000 to present. Now, that's not including the 7th. So we know about how many. We'll just add those to them. But let's look at it over this since 2000. 143 Israeli children have been killed by Palestinians, and 2,434 Palestinian children have been killed by Israelis since September 29, 2000. Now, come on. Now, here's the thing. Not that we have to equalize these charts to make justice. The idea of justice here does not revolve around how many has actually been killed on either side. This is why we must resort to principles. What is the principle that should be followed that would cease all of the killing altogether? Well, we'd have to apply the principles of property. Because the principles of property are those things that create lawful governance. Why is it important to have lawful government? We're looking at it. Where you don't have lawful government, you have bloodshed and tyranny and terror. And terror, let's think of even the term terrorism. They call in these Gazans terrorists. Well, a terrorist, what is the definition of terror? It is the use of violence to alter public policy. Now, what would be the policy that these Gazans are trying to alter by the use of harm? They are living in a harmful condition. Do they actually think by sending some rockets into Israel that they're going to change their condition, that the Israelis are going to go, oh, you broke a window out of my mama's home, we're going to let you out of your compound? No. What is the see, they're going to use those few little rockets to reduce it to rubble and drive tanks over and crush it and kill every living thing in Gaza. That's the what they want to happen. So it might tell you that the real terrorists in there might not. In fact, I'm not sure Gazans even sent the missiles out, the rockets. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214. 8214, or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government. Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. I see we've already got some callers, so I'll take the first one, Nancy from California. How are you doing?
Yes, okay. I was calling to... Can you hear me? Hello?
I'm having... Yes, I'm having a hard time understanding you. I couldn't make out anything you said. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna take myself off speaker. Okay.
That'd be good.
So just hold on just a sec.
Okay, you there yet?
Not quite. I'm working on it. I have to. You actually are on my car as well, and that's why you can't hear me. So I'm pulling over so I can get off my car speaker. And
Oh, you're driving along somewhere.
Yes. So hold on.
Wow. Well, that's calling. That's a dedicated caller that calls from their car. That's great. Go ahead.
Well, easy when your phone connects to your car. So, okay.
Yes, I just that sounds very good. Thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome. So I'm going to lighten my screen on my phone because I can't read what I need to read to you. Okay, so this was, did you hear about the 40, the purported, the alleged 40 babies that had been beheaded by the Hamas that is controlled by Israel, that was invented by Israel? Did you hear about those 40 babies, by the way?
Oh, yeah. They talk about beheading babies all the time. I have no evidence of it whatsoever, but I don't know why I would. But go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give you the scoop on it now, okay?
Okay.
So, Sarah Seidner, S-I-D-N-E-R, at Sarah Seidner, CNN, dot, I assume it's .com, on October 12th, she reported yesterday the Israeli Prime Minister office said that it had confirmed Hamas beheaded babies and children while we were live on the air. The Israeli government now says today it cannot confirm babies were beheaded. I needed to be more careful with my words, and I am sorry. That was her retraction. Now, you know how it goes. They put the headlines first, you know, the alleged, the lie, on the headlines, and then the retraction is on page 20. But anyway.
Yeah, we never hear the retraction. You only hear the lie, and then nobody ever hears that it's a lie.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then,
amazing. Well, thanks for I'd like to have more. If you get home, send me that information, too. I'd like to have that. Yes.
I will do that. I will send it to you.
I'd love that. Thank you very much. I'll post it and talk about it some more. Okay.
Hey, wait.
Wow. Anything else?
If people want to follow the lady who brought this out, she's on Telegram, and you can find her under Laura Abe. So it's all together. Laura, and then after that attached is with a capital A. ABOLICHANNEL, basically, Laura Abali Channel.
Well, please send all that to me because I am terrible at about writing that stuff down, and I'll post it, and we'll get it right. Okay.
I will do that. Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you very
much,
Nancy.
You're welcome.
And safe driving. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I hope she will follow through and give me that information. We'll post it, and I'll look into it. I had a suspicion that was all baloney, and sure enough, now we hear that it was baloney. Okay. How about Lynn from, is that Maryland?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. And first off, Nancy's in my prayers because even having a cell phone off in the back of your car, nobody even knows that it's there affects the driver's abilities. So,
yes.
Deborah Tavares is actually going to be on with Alan on Sunday the 29th. If anybody's interested, her website is stopthecrime.net. I educate myself about wireless. But that is why I called. You're right about all of this. I have decided that Hamas is code for Palestinians. You know, Egypt had notified Israel with all the intelligence they had about an attack that Hamas was going to do with all the details.
Uh-huh.
Before the fact, they just didn't know the time. And then the equipment was disabled. And they just happened to find a book in some car over there in that area that had all the details of the attack and how they scrambled all of their electronics. But it clearly wasn't Hamas, so it had to be Hezbollah.
Lynn, how deep can it get? Where are my hip waders? Lynn, please stay with us. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
I want to hear more. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Well, I like the music. I do like it. I usually let it go for a while yet, so kind of caught him off guard. Anyway, Lynn, you're still with us?
Yep, rocking to the music.
Okay.
Thank you very much. One of the important things here is that if ground troops go into Gaza, it's going to be a bloodbath. Now, a hostage negotiator, I heard her earlier this week, is that there are hostages. They won't survive. Now, he said he was sure if that happened, not one of them would survive. But on top of that, you're talking 2 million people here. I mean, this goes well beyond urban warfare. And it's just kind of like bombing the hospital. You know, there was a Pentagon briefing earlier this week, and a reporter asked a question that was so insightful. And he asked the Deputy Secretary of Communications, whatever her title, just Dwight Sabrina, if she was sharing actual intelligence or sharing what the Israelis had told them. at the Pentagon. Now, if you listen to what Biden said, and he also walked back the beheaded baby thing, you know, from his podium. He said it earlier, and then he had to walk it back. I mean, if the President of the United States is giving out disinformation, you know, don't we all know better than to do that nonsense? But what's really important besides that bombing, it wasn't some errant bomb that went off. I mean, for God's sake. And actually, you want proof of that? All you have to do is listen to the Israeli spokesperson who called into BBC in the middle of the night, my time, and wouldn't let the reporter get a word in edgewise until he finally said, well, the picture you're showing me shows two different missile hits. And then it turned out when I woke up the next morning on NPR, they said that that picture was from 5 days earlier. But the important thing that happened that same night is Israel announced that they were going to expel Al Jazeera from Gaza. Now, there are no other reporters in Gaza. They've been shot, killed, okay? So, you know what? The First Amendment is really important, folks. Don't always put down the media here, because sometimes that's the only way we're going to know what the hell is going on. And we need to know, and they need to know, that they need to be accountable. And if we can't see what they're doing, and Biden's going to be on TV at 8 o'clock tonight, everybody, except if you're doing a show and listening like to Ron right now, you should be burning up that switchboard on Capitol Hill, because we are sending munitions every single day over there. When our third ship got there, which was going to be stocked with Marines, what do you think has caused this? If Israel didn't think that we had their back, they wouldn't have done any of this. But their great ally, have you ever seen them come to our defense for anything other than AIPAC and putting money in politicians' pockets and us sending them millions of dollars? Billions, probably. I mean, this is insanity. All they want to do is eradicate the Arab people from off that land. And then guess what? If you listen to the thing at the synagogue at 6th and I the other day, you know, they are the United States with us. No, they're not. No, absolutely not. If we don't stand up for the Palestinian people, and remember, the Jewish people led a march in D.C. yesterday in support of the Palestinians. And do you know only one person from Capitol Hill, only one of our legislators showed up there, and that was Ms. Jayapal. Not one Jewish person. No, no, because their loyalty is to Israel. Remember, they all sign a loyalty pledge to Israel.
Yeah, I've heard
now,
that.
Now, you need to tell your congressperson and your senators not only no, hell no, and stop all this genocidal talk, and support Israel no matter what horrid crimes they commit and what they draw citizens of the United States into with bribery and everything else, and be double agents for Israel, and the Justice Department looks the other way. And remember, for never targeting any innocent civilian citizen, the IDF's never done that. Well, think about what happened to Shireen, who worked for Al Jazeera, an American citizen, who was living in Palestine and is a Christian, was, till they killed her with a sniper shot to her head.
Yes. Well, I also
want to
say,
you don't have to say what you have to say to Capitol Hill perfectly, but you got to say something. If we only save five people's lives, it's worth it. I have said I don't want one Marine's boot on that land. Not unless
I tell you who could stop
the Palestinian people.
I can tell you who could stop this massacre of Gaza. The Christian church could stop it. If the churches in America came across with New Testament theology that proved
theology based on the Bible and not Christian Zionism and dispensationalism, but they've all been brainwashed. Go to WHTT.org. We hold these truths as what it stands for.
Yes, well, I mean,
there's a book, and actually, it just gives history, and it's not anti-Jewish. It actually tells you how this whole nightmare happened with if the Balfour Declaration in Britain supporting, you know, because they're all being godly and going to convert Jews. But then even in the end, the Jews never converted, but it was like, oh, well, we'll still get them to their ancient holy homeland that God gave them. God threw them out of there, for God's sake.
Yes,
you know, and they'll go back, but it's why even if people say they aren't dispensationalists, they still buy into parts of it and believe in a rapture, which comes right out of the whole little nonsense with the Jesuit Spanish guy acting like he was a Jew.
Yes, well,
and
you're
I'm
on
not anti-Semitic, but
you
know what?
Pretty
Anti-Zionism
right. Yes.
Is anti-Semitism, and in the State Department briefing the week before last, we were absolutely told the president advised the Pentagon to take action against anyone who is hostile toward Israel. Well, I can tell you, I made my phone calls and said, I hate the government of Israel.
Yes, well, and that's what I was going to lead up to this this video put on by Beck and two self-called Jews, Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin. They were saying that this thing we need to clean out all those who would defend or stand against the genocide in Gaza. Well, I'm sorry. But I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to get my hands bloody with that Gaza thing, and I'm not going to give my permission to liars who say they are Jews and are not and reject
that's
the
right.
King of the Jews to go in there and slaughter people. But
our hands are bloody because we are supporting Israel in doing that. They
that's right.
Wouldn't do it if they didn't think we were going to go in and protect them. Because what do? We got right over there. Remind people of the USS Liberty, for God's sake. You know, God loves God. You know, everybody has an opportunity, and in this country, it doesn't matter if you're Jew, an Arab, Hindu, Buddhist, Catholic, Christian. You can be whatever you want or nothing you want. That's what our Constitution says.
Amen.
Now,
Lynn,
the people, though, should have a say. This government is there to serve us.
That's right. Lynn, I've got some
can
other callers.
Can I get out the switchboard for Capitol Hill?
Huh?
Telephone number real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please,
do you have it?
Please call congressmen and senators, 202-224-3121. Remember, Biden's speaking at 8 o'clock tonight on the TV, and he can be neutral and not so pro-Israel and go out there and slaughter these poor innocent civilians.
Yeah. Well, okay, Lynn,
bless
thank you very
heart,
much.
Ron, you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Very, very good. And I just want to say, I got some other callers, and I just want to say this before I take them. That I want to have a solution too. You know, Jesus Christ said, I have been given all power in heaven and in earth. And I will be with you to the end of time. Well, now, I think we ought to ask him. I think he could intervene. And do like the city that was delivered from certain death under siege in the nighttime, just by an act of God. I think we ought to ask Jesus. First of all, we ought to pray that the Jews repent of their denial of Christ, repent and get into the kingdom of heaven, get into the kingdom of God that's already been created, then the doors are wide open. Admit you're a sinner, enter the kingdom of heaven through the death, resurrection, and ascension, and then you'll be in the kingdom. You won't have to be out there creating the kingdom and slaughtering everybody to maintain it. You'll just step into it and be in it this afternoon. And we can pray for the people of Gaza, too, that they do the same thing. And that they be delivered from this genocide and slaughter that's coming to them, but also that Jesus wake up the church, snap it out of this premillennial trash that it's into, and get rid of the Antichrist, get him out of the holy place, which is the church, and I think that would be glorious. I think we ought to pray for it. Okay, now, Kit from California, you're next.
Hi, Ron. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound good.
Okay, good. I just want to make a quick point that really points out the hypocrisy of these people. Okay. Did anyone ever notice that when someone is attacking Israel, like Hamas or someone from Palestine, all they say is that they were hit by rockets? Right? What kind of rockets? Bottle rockets, surface to air, like the kind that gets us to the ISS? What kind of rockets? But every time there's a shooting in this country, they tell us exactly what kind of gun it is, exactly how many rounds the guy had, how many clips, what organization he's with. It's that's enough to tell you it's complete contrived nonsense.
Correct. I'm totally with you. I thought the same thing. And even when I see it on television, those things look like a glorified fireworks. I mean, literally, I'm waiting for them to kind of burst into colors, you know. I mean, those things weren't, you could look at them and see that those things weren't doing serious damage. And even after they shot them, they didn't show what they did anywhere. I mean, and when they show one of these rockets hitting a structure, I remember they showed one hitting a tower. It didn't hardly do anything to it. It sent up a little smoke. That was about it. But these things that they show in Gaza, where they show the little X on it, those things are reduced to rubble. The multi-story buildings reduced to rubble. And one of them I even saw came apart in three places. And just, I mean, it reduced it to rubble. Now, those are not rockets. And they've even said at one time that they have these bunker buster bombs, or which are really missiles guided, and they can go right through the whole building to the basement and then blow the whole thing up. Those are not rockets.
No, they're basically like those potato guns made out of PVC when we were kids.
That's right. Yeah, so this thing about the misfiring and hitting their own hospital, that's baloney. Anything that would blow up a hospital, killing 450 people, was not be from one of these low-grade rockets that Hamas claimed Hamas has over 150,000 of them. If they had 150,000 bunker buster bombs, Israel would be gone.
Well, you know, on the bright side, I mean, I float around the alternative media and, you know, keep my ear open to say to find out who's saying what. And at least in the majority of the alternative media isn't buying any of this at all.
I agree.
Most of them really know who's to blame, who's at fault, and what's really going on. It's only from the idiot box and, you know, the outlets that are controlled by the same six companies that we hear the same garbage over and over. But I think people are really starting to wake up. Someone said something yesterday on Jim Fetzer's show about how this is really like a tipping point for humanity. We're really starting to wake up and have the veil lifted from our eyes and see who the real bad guys are.
Yeah, I think that's great, and I'm glad Jim said that. I think that I'm glad he sees that. I kind of see that, too. I think a lot of people are waking up to this thing. However, I'm surprised occasionally that some of my friends, you know, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, I got this email from a group of friends in Austin, and I couldn't believe it. They sent me something like that. I had to respond to it. But anyway, yeah, crazy. Anything else? Well, is this kid?
Nope, yes, it is. I'm sorry. That's been on my mind for a while. I just wanted to vent and get it out there. So thank you for listening to me. Thank you for all you do. And God bless yourself and RBN.
Well, same to you, Kit. Appreciate it. All right. John from Colorado, you're up now.
Hey, Ron. Good to talk
to
you. Hey, John. Not in a while. Look, I agree with all this thing that's going on in Israel. So, you know, like I said, it's like a 9/11. They, you know, how would they want to stand down? That's the only thing they did, and start this up and claim they're going after there. You don't see anything mainstream give anything about all the attacks they've done in the Gaza after that stand down. and they're doing all this stuff. They talk about, you know, they destroyed a hospital, and they're claiming it's not, was done by Hamas. But the other thing I want to bring in, I'm just reading this on American Free Press today, about what the ADL is doing in this country. They're the talk. They want everything silenced except what they need to say, the Jewish cause, and it's just, you know, ridiculous.
Yes.
Really, what even Elon Musk is talking about on Twitter, and even though they're trying to silence him, shut him down by creating all this, you know, getting all the advertisers to cancel out. But even though Elon Musk, you know, he still banned certain people that, you know, were going along with this. But
let me make a kind of observation, too, that I was thinking about during the show, is that of what Newsmax, this, the great conservative news outlet that takes the place of Fox after abandoning Trump, well, they've gone back into saying that Trump, It would not have allowed any of this, and Trump is strong, and they would have smashed out Hezbollah and Hamas and all of that stuff, and take care of everything. And but they're actually I don't know that they're grooming him, but they're saying so much stuff, he would actually have to come on and deny some of it. It's like. You know, if you told me, if you kept telling everybody in the world that I'm a great welder, you know, and I could weld anything together real good, well, I'd have to come on and say, no, I can't do any of that. But if you're running for president and you have to be a good welder, you're not going to say that, you know. I mean, it's like they're making him the great Israel protector. And I guess he said that somewhere, but... The thing that's a little shocking about this is that leaves us no candidate in America in this next presidential race, because it can't be, it's not going to be Donald Trump, because he's already now been made the great protectorate of Israel. And I ain't buying it. I don't want anybody that comes on as a protectorate of Israel to be my president of the United States. I want somebody that says everybody is going to do what's lawful. Everybody is going to I'm going to be standing for lawful governments and against unlawful governments. I'm never going to be backing them or protecting them. Unlawful governments are on their own, buddy. If you want to do something brutal and barbaric, then you're on your own.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, and then. So our daughter, Dr. Kevin Barrett, his article today talked about, he disagrees, but he said, I don't care about banning the ADL. I just rather debate them. And I think, you know, people, they're afraid, you know, they get in a debate. They just can't get out of it without saying, no, we want to cancel them all. So that's what's happened. There was one last thing, and I'll get off, that there's another article about these migrants from Africa that have been there for a while. 30,000 people. They had some protests and some riots, and now Israel wants to totally take them out and deport them out of the country. And if they're causing mayhem, I can understand that. But when you're looking at what they support in this country, no, you can't do that. Like Black Lives Matter, and all. No, you can't. You got to deport all those people, all the people coming across the border illegally. But they won't let it. But Israel says no. We want to deport them. We want to make it a strictly Jewish nation. So
that's,
you're talking
right
about racism and hate and all that. That's where they're coming from, and the ADL just turns silent in this country.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Israel is the epitome of racism. There's no more racist nation on the planet than Israel, and they expect everybody else to be wide open and everything, and then they're just blatant racist. Well, anyway,
exactly,
anything
else?
Thank
you very much, Ron.
You bet, John. Thanks for calling, man.
Take care.
Okay, well, folks, that's kind of wrapping it up now, and I just wanted to say that. Oh, we do? Is that Leela? Is that her name?
Hi, I hope I've got enough time to say this. I believe Israel is planning an attack on Iran, and that's why we have reached a crisis, a critical point. If this isn't stopped, look at Nagorno-Karabakh and what Israel did in Azerbaijan. They established, in the previous crisis, they established a fort, a garrison, right on the border with Iran. This is building up to something. We have got to stop them. Thank you for not supporting Trump. You're right, by the way.
Well, you're welcome. Well, anyway, I'm going to thank you for that because I believe that, too. They keep drawing the Iranian connection here. The Iranian is, they say Iran is funding Hamas and Hezbollah, and they don't do anything without the approval of Iran. So Iran's responsible for all of this. Well, you know, I don't believe that stuff, and I believe they have some kind of a kinship, and they support maybe something, but they better not be messing with all this stuff. First of all, you can't go in there and create an unlawful government for an unlawful purpose and operate it unlawfully 24/7, 365, and then blame everybody in the world that they're everybody in the world's after you. Well, maybe they should be after you. Tyranny is a bad thing. Tyranny is the worst social condition on the planet, and Israel is a tyrannical nation. It is a tyrannical, antichrist, and unlawful government.
If I may interject, I would say it is Satan's disciples that are now incarnate in Netanyahu. Well, I consider him Satanyahu.
Well, I can't find anything that would be that would be theologically against saying that, because after all, an antichrist is one that rejects the idea that Christ Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Savior of mankind, come in the flesh, and he doesn't believe it, and the whole nation they have over there does not believe that. It's based on the rejection of Christ Jesus. That's what modern Judaism has been reduced to. And the real Jews are Christians, and they can't stand them because we've taken their stuff. We didn't do it on purpose. We just got into the kingdom, that's all. Well, these people need to repent. But anyway, I'm asking Jesus and to intervene, and I'm asking the church to repent and stop this genocide fixing to happen. So anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you Tuesday.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.